One of the questions that comes up with Hilchot Tefillin is the question of at what age should a boy start wearing tefillin? We know that in general, a boy's not chayav in mitzvot till he reaches bar mitzvah, till he's 13 years and one day. But with many, many mitzvot, we have a notion of chinuch, that we educate them to do the mitzvot even before they've reached bar mitzvah. So you'll always see in shul on Sukkot, children under bar mitzvah benching lulav. You'll always see children under bar mitzvah wearing tzitzit. You'll always see children under bar mitzvah saying brachot and davening. So what's the din as far as tefillin is concerned? So the Gemara in Masechet Sukkah has a sugya about the din of chinuch in mitzvot, comes from the Mishnah that says, Katan hayodel inanea chayav bululav, that a child who knows how to do the nanuim, who knows how to properly wave the lulav, is chayav in the mitzvah of lulav. And the Gemara says, on Membet Amud Aleph, that a child who knows how to look after tefillin, meaning, according to Rashi, not to take them into the bathroom, according to other Rishonim, knows not to break wind whilst wearing them. So his father has to buy him a pair of tefillin because of the mitzvah of chinuch. And indeed, this is the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simon Lamed Zayin Seif Gimel, that a child who knows how to look after his tefillin and to use them properly and appropriately is the father has got a mitzvah chinuch for purchasing tefillin. However, the Beit Yosef brings the lone view of the Baal HaItur, who says, no, this whole sugya is talking about where the child is 13 years old. Then, if he knows how to look after them properly, then his father is chayav to buy him tefillin. The Beit Yosef says that the Rishonim don't hold like the Ittur, and the Beit Yosef dismisses the opinion of the Ittur. However, the Rama says, and the Rama brings this opinion, and says that this is the minhag and you shouldn't deviate from it. However, the Bach objects to what the Rama has said, and says that it doesn't make any sense at all to say that a child, well, that there's no, that the sugya is talking about a child who's already 13. A child already 13 has got a chiyuv min ha-Torah to do the mitzvot, and it can't be that the chiyuv of chinuch only kicks in at the age of 13, and therefore he says that the Baal HaItur is talking about the Rav Ha'am, sort of, where the Rama says that the minhag is like the Itur, it's talking about the Rav Ha'am. Most people who are unable to properly look after their tefillin or to make sure that they don't pass wind or anything like that, so they don't start till they're 13. But a child who's learning Gemara and knows the halachot and is responsible in religious matters, so he's got the din of chinuch like he would have for other mitzvot. And certainly from the age of 12, he should be chayav midin chinuch in the mitzvah of the tefillin. The Prima Gadim also is very surprised by the ruling of the Rama and the Baal HaItur, and says that he thinks the Baal HaItur must be talking about a particular case where the child, even at the age of 13, hasn't demonstrated indications of puberty, hasn't brought shtei sarot, and therefore he's not chayav midoraita with mitzvot, but if he knows how to look after them properly at that age, then his father should still get tefillin for him, even though he's not chayav midoraita. But if he's got simanim, then obviously he's chayav, even without the din of chinuch. The Mishnah Brura quotes the Magin Avraham, who says that the minhag is to start laying tefillin 2 or 3 months before bar mitzvah. That's also the view of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and also the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan says that the minhag is to start laying just a month before the bar mitzvah. Rav Avadi Yosef in Sheilot Shuvot Yichavedat, Chayet Bet Simon Dalet, he brings a whole list of Sfardi Poskim, who are not interested at all in the position of the Baal HaItur, and take the Mechaber as stated, and says that a child under the age of bar mitzvah knows how to look after the tefillin properly, starts laying much earlier, brings poskim that say even from the age of 9, certainly from 10, 11, 12, that children who know how to look after tefillin should do so. The pashtus of the sugya is that once a child starts laying the tefillin, even though he's not yet bar mitzvah, he should say the bracha. There is a shita of the Rogachover, however, which doesn't say the bracha unless his father actually ties the tefillin onto him, but that doesn't seem to be normative halacha. Adkan.